Today's Gospel reading is taken from the book of John, chapter 21, verses 1 to 14, Jesus and the miraculous catch of fish. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We will go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Easter. Happy Easter. It's good to see so many of us here in church. We are full to our limited capacity. Good to be here with you, and welcome again to those joining us from home. A couple of weeks ago, I broke our last wine glass. I wrote about it, in fact, in the Christian Viewpoints section of the Newbury Weekly News. You may have read it this week. It was the culmination of what has been, for me, a rather depressing symbol of the restrictions of lockdown. We once had a reasonable collection of wine glasses in the rectory, but one by one, they had succumbed to various accidents. And by last November, as we entered the second national lockdown, we had only two left. One for me, and one for Ellen, my wife. And that's all we've needed for the last 5 months. Nearly half a year without friends or family over or a drink. Those final two wine glasses, now both broken, while they lasted, were a sad symbol of how relationships have been so restricted and have suffered so much over the last year. And of course, I am well aware how fortunate that I am to have had someone to share a glass of wine or a cup of tea with in my house. For many, many people, many of you, you've been living alone and much more isolated than I have been. On the night before he died, Jesus shared a meal with his friends. They broke bread and they drank wine. And Jesus told his disciples to keep on doing the same, to remember him. It was the Jewish Passover meal, and Jesus took this ancient meal and gave it new symbolism. Symbols not of restriction, like my last two wine glasses, but symbols of an incredible invitation to fellowship, relationship. The bread and wine were, of course, symbols of Jesus' body, which would be broken, and his blood, which would be shed on the cross the very next day. But the meal itself, the fact of the meal, is a symbol too. We're going to be sharing that meal later in the service, Holy Communion, this very service, the Lord's Supper, the central, sacred sacrament, ceremony of Christianity, is a meal. It's a symbol of rich relationship, fellowship with one another and with God. On the night before he died, Jesus shared a meal with his friends. And one of the first things that Jesus did after he was raised from the dead was to share a meal with his friends once again. We saw this in our reading just now from John's Gospel. Jesus appears to his disciples on the shore of Lake Galilee. They are fishing. They haven't had much luck. He shouts across the water, "Friends!" There's the miracle of this very large catch of fish. They bring their boats onto the shore, and then Jesus says to them, "Come and have breakfast." Verse 12, "Come and eat with me." And even though the disciples are the ones with all the fish, it seems that Jesus has prepared the meal for them, and so they come to him. And verse 13, Jesus took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. "Come and eat," says the risen Jesus. We see something similar in Luke's Gospel on the Emmaus Road, where once again the risen Jesus breaks bread with two of his disciples. They eat together, and as they do so, he realizes who they realize who he is. Incidentally, these resurrection meals, they show us that Jesus really was raised physically, real scars, real flesh, eating real food. It wasn't just a ghostly apparition that appeared before the disciples, just spiritual, not physical. No, this was a physical resurrection, and that's important. But the real purpose of these meals, especially here in John's Gospel, is not a demonstration of what Jesus' body was like, but rather an invitation. Come and eat. It's particularly significant, given how Jesus' disciples have let him down just a few days earlier. They failed him at his greatest moment of need. And yet when Jesus appears to them, he invites them back into his company, back into his fellowship. I don't know about you, but it's been wonderful this week to have been able to invite people in, not into our house yet, but into the garden. They've knocked at the door, we've been able to say, "Come," not in yet, but come round the back and into the garden. And we've been able to sit down with them and share food and drink. We can give them a glass of wine as long as they don't mind drinking it out of a mug. It's been wonderful to invite people in. In the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, the risen Jesus Christ, he speaks to the church at Laodicea with these famous words. He says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me. Once again, in the Bible, the symbol of a meal, of eating and drinking with friends. Through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross on Good Friday and his resurrection on Easter Sunday, the way has been made open for you and me to enjoy fellowship, even as the Bible describes it, friendship with God. Remember what Jesus shouted across the water of Lake Galilee? Friends! And of course, we're not friends in the sense of being equals with God, but we are friends in the sense of an intimacy of relationship with God and a knowledge of God. The kind of relationship experienced and expressed through a meal together with another person. At the heart of every church, there is a table. We have two here at St. Nick's, the one behind me on the dais and the one further up in the chancel. And I know we sometimes call them altars. We want to get across how special they are, but they're not altars where we offer sacrifices. They are tables where we gather around to eat together bread and wine in the presence of the risen Jesus Christ. One of the many difficulties for Christians over the last year has been how hard it is to celebrate communion. And even now, we're limited, sharing the bread only, sanitizing our hands constantly. It's cumbersome and awkward and incomplete. But we do it in obedience to Jesus' command and responding to his invitation, come and eat. All are invited, everyone. Failed disciples, sinful men and women. This meal is not a reward for good service, it's a result of his sacrifice. And communion, of course, is the symbol of the greater invitation and the greater intimacy that God offers each one of us through Jesus. The way is open. As Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday, the curtain of the temple separating the presence of God from sinful men and women was ripped in two, as if to say, come in. And as Jesus rises from the dead, so he appears to his disciples on the shore of Lake Galilee, and he says, come. Friends, come and have breakfast. And he welcomes them and he restores them and he sustains them and he commissions them. It's interesting that right at the beginning of John's Gospel, chapter one, Jesus invites two would-be disciples. They're interested, and he invites them to follow him by saying, come and see. Come and watch me. Look on. Get to know me. Come and see. That's chapter one. Now, the other end of John's Gospel, chapter 21, the final chapter, come and see has become come and eat. Maybe you're someone joining us today, and you're still at come and see. It's the right place to start. Perhaps you joined us on the live stream over the last year, and you've been looking on and learning about Jesus and watching and working out what it means to follow him. And if St. Nick's has helped you in any way in that process, then I am delighted. Come and see is the right place to start. But it's not the end. Come and see becomes come and eat. And maybe this is for you this Easter Sunday, Easter Sunday 2021, to hear the risen Jesus and to respond to his invitation, come and eat, to begin the relationship that he has made possible through his death and resurrection. The coming months will be full of opportunities to eat and drink with friends and family again. And I guess many of us have been enjoying that, or will be enjoying that this Easter bank holiday weekend. There will be more invitations to come, and it's time to check and to restock our cutlery and our crockery collections, make sure we've got enough glasses. And as we invite others and are invited by them, even if it's still in the garden or in the park for a little while yet, remember the greater invitation from the risen Jesus. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. This Easter, hear the invitation from God through Jesus Christ into the fullness and richness of a relationship with him. Come and eat. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that through your cross and resurrection, you have made a way for us to know fellowship and friendship with you, with the living God. May we hear afresh your words of welcome and of invitation. May we come and receive all that you have for each one of us. May we boldly approach without fear as you draw close to us. May we draw close to you. Amen.